In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, when the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the night, godly soldiers brave and true, may it then depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is but his due. Say, O Spirit, brave and true, that he may depend on you.
In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, when the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the night, God is so just brave and true. May they depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is what is due. So Spirit, brave and true.
A call for loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you heed the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier of truth. Others have enlisted. Why not you? Jesus is a captain who will never fail. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
Soldiers come to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain.
Bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Revival Hour, an hour for those who have rugged determination to make heaven, an hour for those who want the power of God to touch their lives, an hour for those who want to move in a new way in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you as you join us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Revival Hour. We thank you for your grace, your love, your might and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power, which is above all powers. We thank you because your name is above all names. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, we are gathered before you. Open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us by the power of the God of Elijah, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lay your hands upon us in a mighty way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Today in our Revival Hour, we are going to be partakers of this message that has blessed so many lives. God bless you as you join us.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Psalm 113, verse 5. 50 awesome facts about the Lord our God. We started on this a while ago. We have made some progress on the awesome facts. 50 awesome facts about the Lord our God. In Psalm 115, verse 3. Psalm 115, verse 3. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. And then in Psalm 113, verse 5, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? I stand there tonight to announce to you that we serve an awesome God, a God who does awesome things, a God who does the impossible, a God whose name is known as awesome, whose power is known as awesome. A God whose power can go from country to country, from city to city, family to family, generation to generation. the awesome God that we serve. We're looking at these 50 awesome facts. And the first one we discussed was that God is a story changer. Two, we said God cannot be subjected to scientific analysis. Three, we said there is no problem too hard for God to solve. Four, we said in the dictionary of the Almighty, the word impossibility does not exist. Five, there is no enemy too hard for God to dismantle. We move forward a bit quickly today and listen to me very, very carefully. Six, there is no reproach too hard for God to remove. Can I hear somebody saying that one? Can you say that again? Can you shout that again? It was at Prayer City on that day. And this woman came forward with a baby. Looking at her at the front, we thought she was carrying a grandchild, not knowing that she's been married for over 40 years and she's lost two or three husbands because they said she could not have a child. And there was a woman here who now got pregnant at 54. They thought it was malaria fever. Until a doctor checked and said, oh, this is strange. Something is happening here. Outside this 54-year-old woman got pregnant. The husband that ran away came back. And the reproach of over 40 years. The person who married very, very early. The reproach of close to 40 years. Was totally wiped off. By the awesome activity of the Lord our God. This is why I know that anyone here tonight. And there's a reproach troubling your life, that the power of God shall puncture the reproach in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Seven, God has not created anything that it cannot control. Once it is divine creation, whether it is animate or inanimate, God can put it under control. God will control the situation. Whatever it is, His power controls it. Number eight, not only is God mighty, He is the Almighty. He is not only mighty, He is the Almighty. He said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Who was? Who is? And who is to come? The Almighty, said the Lord. When we say the Almighty, means if you gather every power together with one sweep of His hand, He can pack them aside. When all other powers have gathered themselves to contest against you with one sweep of the hand, He scatters their power. I see somebody here. In this character of the almightiness of God, the Lord will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. Sometimes the job of a pastor can be very, very troublesome. A particular year, a man came with his wife. The wife was heavily pregnant. The wife was a medical doctor. The husband too, a medical doctor. And they said, man of God, pray for this woman so that she can deliver a live baby. Before that time, listen to me well, she has gone to the hospital 14 times and she did not come up with a live baby. He just said. So this one, the now brought this one, I said, pray that this woman will deliver safely. And as I close my eyes to pray, I heard the voice of God say, son, there is no way this woman will deliver this baby and the baby will remain alive unless this woman will do 21 days dry fast and be drinking only water. It was difficult to say, but it had to be said. So I said, sir, we can pray. this woman has to fast for 21 days and be drinking only water. The only way out, the husband got angry. He lost his temper. You see, this is what we're saying. Many of you pastors are crazy. See, how can you ask a pregnant woman to fast for 21 days? We are doctors. Why do you expect the baby to get something to feed? What kind of thing is this? No. Dear, let's go. This one is a madman. The wife said, dear, I'm not going anywhere. I've followed you to the hospital 14 times and nothing happens. I want to try what this man is saying. Sir, you want to do it? We do it. I'll be drinking the water. The man said, okay. Now look at me. Say, listen, if my wife dies, you will find your face all over all newspapers that you were the one that killed her and went out in anger. The woman did the fast. As I'm talking to you now, that's the only child she has. When that baby was delivered live and didn't die, the man was humble enough to come back to me to apologize, to say that he was sorry. He had read science. He had read medicine. But he had left the Almighty out of the calculation. I see somebody here. The Almighty shall arise for your sake. He shall arise for your sake. He shall arise for your sake. He shall arise for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Let our heaven roar like thunder. Now, when man is at his worst, God is always at his best. When man is at his worst, then God is always at his best. So no matter what the enemy has done, no matter what they've done wrong, God is always at his best. 1996 here, a lady got married. After the reception, the first wife of the father, because the man had about six wives, the first wife of the father at the reception told the bride, say, you, are you the only one in this family? You are the first to go to the university. You are the first to graduate. You are the first to have a degree amongst all the other children. Now you are the first to bring a proper husband. You are the first to create a proper marriage. Say, let us now see how you will get pregnant and deliver a baby. I'm praying for somebody here. Any Goliath threatening your destiny shall die violently in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. Immediately after the marriage, her menstruation ceased. It just vanished. Nothing. And she cried. I cried. Ran from place to place. One day, somebody brought her to my office crying. And I asked her a simple question. Why are you crying? So I say, I'm not seeing my period. Do you want to see your period or do you want to get pregnant? Is it period you want to see, baby you want to see? Say, baby, sir, give her some prayers to pray. Although the period has ceased for years, God overruled. Overruled it. And she got pregnant. Last 90 period, and she delivered twins. The person who threatened her had to come again to say, you, which native doctor are you using? Of course, she said, Dr. Jesus. That Dr. Jesus, who was the same yesterday, same today, and is going to be the same forever. I see somebody as well. Although men have done terrible things to you, the Lord shall convert you to testimony. In the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. 10. Problems are raw materials for divine operation. Problems. They are raw materials for divine operations. No matter what the problems are, as far as God is concerned, his decree will be, your problem shall become your promotion. That is his decree. They rushed a woman to us many years back. 3 years pregnancy. There. Prayer started. Gave her anointing oil. She anointed underneath her tummy. Smoke began to come out. Then she fell into labor. And by the time she would deliver, she first of all delivered a nylon bag, a black nylon bag, before the baby now came out. Look at the level of wickedness that a nylon bag was programmed into somebody's body. It was such a joy when I went for a crusade in Canada and I saw this boy, because I had nicknamed the boy Nylon Bag. So I saw him there, my big boy. This is what we're saying, that whatever problems they are bringing your way, they are just raw materials for divine operation. And so I decree upon you that your problem shall become your promotion. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. Fact number 11. When God appears at your battlefront, that is the end of your battle. I don't know the battle you are fighting now, but one thing is certain. If you cry loud and clear that, oh God, arise and appear at my battlefront, and he appears there at that battlefront, that is the end of the battle. So with a voice that roars like thunder and with reckless violence, you will shout that prayer the way I told you now. Oh God, arise! Appear at my battlefront! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth, shout it 7 times! My battlefront. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There is something that activates the power of our awesome God. There is something which never fails to activate that power on your behalf. And it's what is known as violent faith. Violent faith. The Bible says, as from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. There is something known as violent faith. An example of that violent faith is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego displayed. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had called them. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Hebrew children, are you the ones that say you not bow down for the idol that I put there? Say, at what time you hear the sound of the trumpet, and of the organ, or dulcimer, or the flute, bow down and worship the idol. These men of violent faith, they said, okay, we're not careful to answer in these matters. We have been careful before, but today we're not careful to answer. Second, we prefer to burn than to bow. They told him, said, the God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace and from your hand, O King. Violent faith. They now say something else. Say, but if God decides not to deliver us today, we will still not bow down. And the king said, throw them into the fire. By throwing those men into the fire, 3 miracles happened in their life. Number one, their bondages were broken. 2, for the first time in their lives, they encountered the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords inside that fire. Because the fourth man in the fire was waiting for them there. And the third miracle that happened to them was that when the king said they should come out, he promoted them. So instead of the death that they wrote down for them, because of their violent faith, it became promotion. Violent faith requires that you have desperate faith. Violent faith is persistent faith. Violent faith will look at what you are becoming, not what your size is now. Violent faith sees that there is nothing beyond your ability. Violent faith is giving God no alternative. Violent faith is faith that cannot be threatened. Faith that cannot be intimidated. Faith that removes mountains. It is with that kind of faith. I want you to pray these miracle receiving prayers that we are going to pray now. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet. These are prayers that bring down the hand of God from heaven. The prayers of faith that make signs and wonders to happen. Bow down your heads. If you're not born again, surrender your life to Jesus now. But you see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. All eyes closed. The louder you pray the prayer, the better for you. The shouting side is the winning side. These prayers have done wonders, and it will do wonders in your life. Can you shout this loud and clear? Oh God of signs and wonders! I am available! Manifest your power in my life! In the name of Jesus! Manifest your power in my life. Somebody is breaking through. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, begin to receive your own miracles, your own signs and wonders. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Make one prayer request. One prayer request. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It is so in Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Let your hand be upon them for good. Mobilize heaven to help their lives. By the time we meet again, let them become greater bundles of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 And let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.